Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. As I was coming in, I was listening to the breaking news of President Trump at the airport welcoming three Americans freed by North Korea. And the announcement came yesterday, of course, that North Korea had freed three American prisoners, removing a bitter and emotional obstacle ahead of a planned meeting between Trump and the younger leader of the nuclear-armed nation. Has some speculating that a Nobel laureate could be a possibility for this president?
We shall see about that, of course. It sounds to me like Trump has a mixed plate. Certainly, this is a great victory. There's no question it will be portrayed as a great victory. At the same time, he's slamming the New York Times and others in his tweets. Not helpful to his cause, because they're going to be relentless in pursuing their journalistic duties, including the other parts of the mix that he finds himself in. For example, David, you have a foreign policy that has resulted in missiles going back and forth between Israel and Iran. And that, of course, presents anything but a peaceful scenario based on the fact that Trump's foreign policy is quite dangerous. He takes chances, and sometimes those chances pay off, and sometimes they do not. So if you look at just the bringing the three guys home, yeah, it's a big victory for him. If you look at what else is on his plate, not so much.
Meanwhile, as you are pointing out, the side headline, through a secretive shell company, Michael Cohen, the president's personal lawyer, was paid by major corporations and a law firm for helping navigate Washington in the Trump era. The news continues to drip out.
David, there is this specter of a guy who is now being quoted, Michael Cohen, as saying, you should hire me because I'm the one with access. Well, if people are willing to report that, and we see that some major American corporations with business before the government, wanting mergers and other things, are giving him massive amounts of money. One just wonders whether or not his braggadocio about access can be proven. In other words, is it so that he intervened with the president and has that knowledge? And if it is so, it could be really bad news for this president. Cohen is now the guy who everybody is interested in because his own personal story is disassembling. Short of a pardon, I don't see how this guy doesn't face real criminal justice danger. Let's put it that way.
Gina Haspel, the career spy who once oversaw the waterboarding of a terrorism suspect, defended the agency's past at her confirmation hearing, Alan, but said there would be no torture in its future. Of course, that's in disagreement with the president.
That's right. The president has been for these enhanced interrogation, so-called enhanced interrogation procedures. Now they want to get her through, and so she is saying, basically, it is wrong, and we're not going to do it. But the tenses get mixed up. It is wrong and it was wrong seem to be at dissonance with each other because, no question, she had to do with it at that time. So the best she can do is say, I was ordered to do it and I did it.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo empowered the Nassau County District Attorney Madeline Tsingis to serve as the special prosecutor to review the alleged actions of ex-Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, Allen, and that has created quite a war of words between his office and the office of the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. This also has to do with the Harvey Weinstein prosecution, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, the Harvey Weinstein thing, of course, is that they're accusing Cy Vance of not having moved fast enough. Of course, there is now a huge game going on with who's going to be the new attorney general. There's no question that Cuomo would like to have somebody of his own choosing who is in there. Cuomo having been the attorney general himself, and you may remember there was a dust-up when Cuomo moved from attorney general to governor, it was clear that he would like some of the prerogatives he had as attorney general to travel with him to the new office. And you may remember that Schneiderman said no, leading one to wonder who dropped the dime on Schneiderman, although there can be little doubt based on these reports, if they are true, that Schneiderman was very vulnerable. In any case, now, there is no goodwill between Vance and Cuomo, and that is a dangerous thing for Cuomo. On the one hand, he has tremendous powers. He can put somebody in like the Long Island DA, and on the other hand, Vance is a district attorney in probably the most important venue in the United United States. And if he wanted to, he could start doing some investigations that are related to some of the Cuomo staff wrongdoing. It reminds me of Tarzan and Bamba the Jungle Boy as they face off against the wild animals. It's fraught with danger.